Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning is a voice that's probably already becoming a little bit familiar to you here in Sitka. It's Enrique Perez de la Rosa. Good morning, Enrique.
Good morning, Rob.
Thanks for coming out a little earlier than usual.
Thanks for having me.
Enrique is our, his official title is our postgraduate fellow in community journalism. We sometimes call you the winter fellow to sort of distinguish you from our summer news intern. And sometimes you're just called the news fellow. That's strictly internal titling. When you call somebody up to ask them for an interview, you're just kind of a reporter at KCAW.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I introduce myself.
Yeah, and that's sort of the cool thing about this fellowship is that we try and integrate you as quickly as possible into the flow of our newsroom, and so we just dispense with all the, you know, the formalities of what exactly you are. But you're here for 30 weeks. Going to be here through May, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's great to be so here for so long, and you know, really get to know the community a little bit.
Yeah, and I gather that Sitka is quite a bit different from where you hail from.
Yeah, I have been studying and working in Seattle, and so it's a huge place where it's really easy to get lost in traffic. It's easy to get lost in big organizations in a big school. So to come to such a small and tight-knit community like Sitka, it's really something. And it's something that I haven't experienced having only lived in big metropolitan or suburban areas. So, you know, that makes me really excited to be here and be sort of one of only a few journalists that is working in the community rather than being one of, you know, many, many, many people.
Brian, where do you come from originally?
I was born and raised, that's a complicated question. I was born and raised in Southern California, also lived in Northern Mexico when I was a kid. So my hometown or my home region is kind of spread throughout the Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're bilingual?
Yes. I speak Spanish and English, and I'm trying to work on a third language, but, you know.
What's the third language?
It's been Portuguese for a long time, and I think that's my best third language. But I've also tried French in high school, but that didn't stick.
Oh, you know. Okay. Well, Portuguese, that's worthwhile because a huge chunk of Latin America is Portuguese speaking, Brazil, of course. So, and you said you went to school in Washington State,
yes,
in Seattle?
Yeah, in the University of Washington. I studied journalism there.
And at what point did you decide to study journalism? Did you go to college expecting to study journalism, or did you just wait for, for an epiphany?
You know, excuse me. Journalism was always in the back of my mind when I was in high school. Before that, I was working to be an engineer, but I took some college classes while I was in high school, and, you know, it didn't work out. So once I got to the University of Washington, I was on the market for a major or a profession. I was looking around, and I just decided to join the school newspaper, and that's how I got my start in journalism. I think my first story was an art story, and it just so happened that every other day, arts got, you know, say of what went on the front page. And my first story was on the front page of the school paper. And that felt really good to be able to put something there and, you know, not just have my byline, but put someone's story there. So that was really exciting. And that's why I decided to pursue journalism. And I fell into radio, I think a couple years after that, just because I love listening to this medium a lot. And it's really great work that, you know, public radio stations do, I think.
Right. And while you were in school, you sort of crossed paths with a KCAW alumni.
Oh, yes. Ed Ronco. He's the first person I ever worked with in radio. I was his intern producer for, he's the host of All Things Considered and KNKX, and I produced All Things Considered. I just, you know, handed him stories as they came in and updated him as to what was going on in Breaking Stories. So, yeah, that was a really great experience, and he taught me a lot about radio reporting. So I'm really thankful, and that's how I learned about KCAW, is from Ed, because he would always tell me about Sitka, and he would tell me about the station and how much he missed it and how it helped him grow as a journalist. And one day he told me about this fellowship program, and I said, I want some of that too. You know, I want to be in a community like that. And yeah, I want to grow as a journalist here.
Yeah. Did Ed happen to mention that he was never a fellow or an intern here? He came out of newspapering cold.
Yeah. He did mention that. He told me that he had read in, he had a disc or something of just his news stories, his newspaper stories that he would sort of produce as audio pieces, which is kind of funny if you know anything about, you know, writing for radio. It's a little different than writing for a newspaper.
It's a lot different.
Yeah. So I find that really interesting. And, you know, it's great that, you know, he was seen as a journalist, not just as a radio producer or someone whose voice, you know, that the quality of his work was measured in that way, and not just in how good he was at writing for radio.
Right. Ed actually applied to work here twice. The guy kind of beat down our door to get a job in Sitka, and I'm glad he's carrying the gospel of Sitka, of Raven Radio, outside the station, because it is, I mean, how long have you been here now?
Just over a month, I think.
Okay, so you've been here, you've seen Alaska Day, you've done some other reporting. By now you're sort of getting settled in, and you're beginning to get a sense of the rhythm of the community.
Yeah, I've you know, well, the last couple of weeks, especially with Alaska Day, it's sort of been a hectic couple of days in Sitka, but in between those hectic moments, it's I've done some reporting on a little bit of reporting on the Kalinke community, especially on surrounding their mourning ceremonies on Alaska Day and prior to that. And I also have done some political reporting on candidates that visited in Alaska Day, like Elise Galvin.
That's right. We sent you out to interview Elise Galvin and Kevin Meyer.
Yes, that's right.
Again, just cold. But you had prior experience doing kind of statehouse reporting, right?
Yeah, and I suppose that's a little different than interviewing candidates. I think it's there's a lot more focus on the issues and how government affects people in actual communities, but it's still really interesting to encounter these figures that have so much say, or potential to have a lot of say in what goes on in places like Sitka, in small towns, or even, you know, in bigger cities in the state.
Yeah, candidates, when they come to Sitka, they do tend to speak in very broad terms about what they hope to do, whereas when you're actually speaking to an office holder, you can kind of drill down into a specific issue and where it's going and what constituent concerns are and things. But it's kind of unusual that we'd have so many candidates appear in such a small town. I mean, Sitka is kind of weird that way. I mean, so much for a town this size, a great deal happens here, and it's sort of a magnet for candidates and people who want to come and you know, advocate for issues of all kinds, for sure. I wanted to ask you, Enrique, about what you were doing immediately before you came to Sitka, because it was pretty interesting work. And this was post Ed Ronco and pre Sitka. You were down in Mexico?
Yes, I was in Mexico City as part of sort of postgraduate program from the University of Washington's journalism program. I was reporting in Mexico City on women's human rights, and that involved reporting on specifically on one project that dealt with women who had been wrongfully incarcerated after having defended themselves from an aggressor. And typically it was in domestic violence situations. Boyfriend or a husband would, they would have to defend themselves against them. But in some cases, it was women who encountered aggressors in their daily lives, just strangers out in the streets. And it was really, frankly, terrible to see how their cases were handled, because they claimed to be victims. And I guess the point isn't whether... I guess the Justice Department just didn't handle their cases as they should have been handled. They have the right to defend themselves, as is marked clearly in the Mexican Constitution, but they were ignored completely. Their defense wasn't even considered
because of cultural pressures and the world of male culture.
I've spoken on this topic with some other people, just people I've encountered, and I think there's this misperception that it's somehow maybe Latin American culture or this culture of machismo. Mm-hmm. But I think it is more broad than just a Mexican problem. And granted, Mexico is known for being a very violent country for women. I think 7 women in Mexico die every day at the hands of an aggressor. But I think this is a symptom of a greater problem that's in sort of our patriarchal society.
Right.
And really, we were looking at the issues that a failure in government brought up. But really, the root cause is this patriarchal society that values sort of being the man of the house and being the boss and not letting yourself... it's these cultural norms that a lot of men have grown up with.
Yeah. I would love to talk about this more with you sometime, Enrique, but we're already out of time.
Already.
I just hope you find a way to bring this kind of perspective to your reporting. And Sitka, are you sort of looking at doing more social justice issues and cultural reporting while during your 30 weeks here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's where my reporting tends to go, especially as it relates to government reporting.
All right. Enrique Perez de la Rosa is the postgraduate fellow in community journalism for Raven Radio for 2018 and 2019. We call him the Winter Fellow for short, or the News Fellow. You just call him Enrique. Come by and meet him sometime. And if you have a story idea for Enrique, we'd love to hear from you.
I'd definitely love to hear that.
The number here in our newsroom is 747-5879. Enrique, it's already been a real pleasure working with you for the 1 month so far. We have 9 more to go, or 8 more to go. I'm looking forward to seeing where you go with this opportunity. So
thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in today, and thanks for being here in Sitka with us.